Good morning. It is 7:44 here on the Mighty 690, and Chris Green joins us once again, this time with another edition of NAFI Notes. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, James. And I didn't get to come on in May because to give an update what was going on in NAFI because I had jury duty, and so we have a lot to cover. But on May 6th, NAFI had another one of our bi-monthly veteran food drops that we do in cooperation with the Cherokee Nation Veterans Department and the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma. On that day, we served 120 households, around 240 individuals. We had bumper stops installed on the NAFI parking lot, the big parking lot, or no, that's the regular parking lot. We had a beautiful redwood privacy fence erected at the new large parking lot, so if you go check that out. And we're getting bids on striping and getting that submitted. Cherokee Nation came up and they installed 8 more solar panels on the south side of the longhouse, the large building. So, and at the end of the month, we randomly drew names in May, and we distributed about 50 bundles of meat to Cherokee citizens who are members of NAFI, and they meet our criteria. So May was busy. Then we get to June. Oh my gosh. So far, we started another collaboration with the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma, and we are the only nonprofit organization in Nowata County to do this. So very much like 445 does the summer meals where you can pull up if your kid's at school and you can get breakfast or lunch. They're doing the same thing for residents of Oklahoma, ages 18 and under. And this will be this morning. We're going to start at 8 o'clock this morning and go till 1. We do this on Thursdays. The last day will be August 6th. And what they do, it's a little different than Coffeeville's. We give a box, and we do it once a week. And the box has 5 breakfasts, 5 lunches, and 5 snacks, and it's all shelf-stable items. So it doesn't have to be refrigerated. And I looked in one of the boxes. One of the kids came in. Pretty good. You see those packets with applesauce. I don't know what you call them. You know, they're kind of squeezed. Mm-hmm. They had some of those in there, and there was like oat milk and juices and fruit, and there were vegetables and things like that. It's nothing fresh, of course. But they do this program through the Oklahoma State Department of Education and the USDA, and we have very strict guidelines because either the only people that can pick up the food is either the child themselves or a parent. It can't be a grandparent, and I hate it's kind of sad, but those are the rules because if we don't follow them, we could not be able to do this again next year. And it's just pretty neat. We're at the warehouse. We'll be there at the warehouse. This is on the south side of the property. So it's on 3rd Street between the highway and Oklahoma Street. And we run out. It's first come, first serve. We don't hold. So this is our 3rd distribution. And we've had pretty good. I mean, we had about 160 people last Thursday come through and pick up. So it worked out really well.
And this is for 18 and under?
18 and under. And if 1 month old, that's fine. And the students need to be a resident of Oklahoma. I did have just kind of, and they don't have to be Native American. It doesn't have, that's the other thing. You don't have to be Cherokee. You don't have to be Native. We don't care. But we did have a grandparent come through, and that's fine. But they had the kid with them. So I gave the food to the kid is who I was giving it to. But I've had grandparents or aunts or neighbors. No, you can't pick up. Unfortunately, I had an older sister come to pick up for herself and her younger siblings, and she didn't bring the kids. So she was the only one that she went and got the boys and brought them back, which worked out. And it's just, that's the rules we have to go by. But I think it's a great program because anytime summer meals, you know, there's kids. Sometimes this may be the only kid meal they get during the day. So we're doing pretty good. In fact, this rule got the guidelines are so strict, I had to take a food handler's permit license. So Bill Harry did, and Lyle Martin did, and Sandra Minich, who's one of our members. And then I'm going to be going in the next door. We have 2 new faces at NAFI, Hayden Rogers and Lily McClintock. They're employed through the Cherokee Nation Summer Youth Employment Program, Career Program. They've taken the food handler. So, I mean, even just handing a box, you have to have all this stuff done.
You're all qualified.
All qualified. So we're just thrilled to have both of them because they are hard workers and they've got really good attitudes about this. We've been doing some very deep cleaning in the building. Excellent, excellent workers. We're reorganizing areas and we appreciate the assistance. So, yes, and we have a lot of stuff going on. So I need those young backs. And I think Bill and Harry feel the same. Last Friday, myself, along with Bill Davis, Harry Howard, Nicole Marchant and Lyle Martin, who are the board members. We attended the 2026 Cherokee Nation Community and Cultural Outreach Program Conference in Tulsa. They have it at the Hard Rock. It is like a lot of concurrent sessions that go on, and they do a lot of different topics like grant writing for nonprofits. There was stuff about hunting and fishing. I think I talk about it every year. There was a guy there that talked about making canoes, like the traditional where you burn, you know, hack part of it out and then burn it. It was pretty interesting stuff. There was one on the history of Cherokee freedmen, one about working with youth. Charlie Soap, who was the husband of Wilma Mankiller, he was there to do a presentation, the one on working with youth, and he's very, very good about talking with us. And Bill knew him already from many years ago. Saturday night was the awards banquet, and although we didn't win anything, our sister community, the Kansas City Cherokee Group, they won the Mary Mead Volunteerism Award. We won, they were for that large. We won it on res last year, and we call them our cousin community, and it's the People's Community Center in Boland Springs, and they won the Strong Hands Award. And both of these organizations, they are very, very deserving. Every organization that won was deserving, so but we happen to be very close with them. Tuesday of this week, we began hosting Cherokee language classes at our building from 5 to 7, and it's going to go on for 10 weeks every Tuesday. Again, you don't have to be Native American. The last day will be Tuesday, August 18th. So the instructor is Ryan Mackey, and he is a very good instructor. This is free. There is a registration. You can go to the language.cherokee.org/, and then from there it'll say community events, and you can find, I think there's only two. He does Tulsa on Mondays or Wednesdays or something. He does us on Tuesdays. And then really the last thing is tonight, folks, I always announce Dewey has their potluck on Thursdays, the third Thursday of the month. And it is at 6:30 tonight. I know that they're having Matt Anderson, who's a cultural specialist from the Cherokee Arts Center, and he works with the Spider Gallery. He's going to be their speaker. But you have a choice, because we normally have our meetings and potlucks the second Thursday of the month, and we weren't able to. So what we're doing is tonight we are having a special summer hog fry and potluck, and it is open to all. If you've never, it's not a hog roast. I think everybody thinks we're roasting a whole pig.
Like on a spit.
On a spit. Stuff. No, we are not doing this. We have a 30-gallon cast iron pot that is on a propane, and the guys are going to be out there, and I cut up 70, I did this yesterday, 75 pounds of pork. We had tenderloins, and Charlie, Smiling Charlie, donated 4 pork butts, and he's making beans for us to go with it. And then we've got Wendy Lansdowne, who's another member, is making fry bread. So we will have that, but it's still a potluck, because I'm not going to live on beans and fry bread, and I can't eat the pork.
Yeah, no, and you just throw the pork in there and fry it up?
Man, they do. It's in chunks, and he had me get some lard to get, you know, cook it in and everything. I cut it in like, 1.5-inch chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And my hand hurts.
Oh, yeah,
from
yeah.
doing it. But we wanted to get it all ready and prepped for him. And then you're always stirring it. And there's a technique to it. There is a tech. I don't know. We're going to learn. Because Vince Feeling, who is the outreach coordinator with the CCO, Community and Cultural Outreach Program, he has offered. He's coming up. He'll be here at 10 o'clock this morning to teach. I know Charlie wants to watch. Bill wants to learn. I'm sure Harry and some people are going to want to watch and see how it's done so that we can do this in the future. Because we bought this pot and we want to use it, but we want to do it right. So if you're coming tonight, we ask you to bring a side dish or dessert for me.
Right. And when does that start?
And it's going to start at 6 o'clock. And I think it's going to be, we're going to be selling raffle tickets for a 17-inch Blackstone. And it says tabletop grill on the box. So it's a 17-inch. I know. It's a griddle. And then we're going to hold a 50-50 drawing, too. So it's an opportunity. All the money that we ever get on those raffles and drawings, it just goes towards upkeep, paying bills and stuff there. So we like for anybody to come out. But you have a choice tonight. You can go to Dewey if you live closer there. And I'm sure they will have a good, they always have a good potluck. So, but then you can also come and see us. This is the only time we're going to do it on a off night.
Take advantage of it.
Other than that, we've just been busy. I told you when I got here, this is the bad day because we're trying to run around and get everything done. But if you get, again, too, if you have a child that lives in Oklahoma, you can come and pick up a food box form. I have to write down the name of the child and name of the parent. But We're there from 8 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and they are very strict on that. Cannot start. And I had a line of people last week. I had to wait until 8 to start, and at 1 o'clock, it was shut down.
And that's every Thursday through start of August.
The August 6th will be the last date. Okay. But other than that, it's been, I don't know. You know, it's always busy in the summers anyway.
That's very good. Well, Chris, we appreciate it. Lots of great stuff going on at NAFI.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Chris Green with your update here on NAFI Notes on the Mighty 690. Straight ahead, we are going to be getting into our edition here of Sound Living. We also have Coffeeville's Reawakening at 9:10, Coffeeville Friends of Animals at 10:10. And we've got news coming up here on the Mighty 690 Plus Open Line.